your listeners, Amazing Indonesia 2025 is scheduled to kick off in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on February 23rd and 24th, 2025. The exhibition will showcase Indonesian products, mainly the Hajj ecosystem. The Economic Council of the Indonesian Council General in Jeddah, Joneri Alimin, to Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday said, besides handicrafts, Amazing Indonesia will have food and beverage products and spices, since it's part of the Indonesia Spice Up the World program.
And this year we are going to organize Amazing Indonesia 2025 that promote handicrafts, ecosystem, Hajj products to the people in Jeddah, not only local people, but also from other countries. Not only food and beverage, but also like ready served food, spice, and we know already that Indonesia has national program, Indonesia Spice Up to World. It's also part of the national program.
General Alimin also said more than 50 exhibitors from Indonesia and hundreds of partners from Jeddah and other cities will be joining the event. Amazing Indonesia 2025, organized by the Indonesian Council General in Jeddah, is aiming for the people both from Jeddah and other countries. Minister of Trade Budi Santoso on Wednesday sent off export consignment of welded beam steel measuring 1,200 metric tons and valued at $1.5 million to New Zealand. He attributed the export realization to the ASEAN-Australia-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, which permits 0% import duty. He also added that the New Zealand is highly valuable potential market for Indonesia steel products, given the Pacific country's extensive construction projects of bridges and airports. That was the news.
Yeah. personality is calm and friendly. The kind of girl that I would love to be with me. Once I start, no, I won't fall back. It's a cell phone number, so please call back.
Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Of Indonesia. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Bamboo Forest of Alu Village. The breeze and the rustling sound of bamboo leaves clashing will welcome you at this tourism destination. The lush of bamboo trees will protect you from sunlight. Polewali Mandar in West Sulawesi is rich of its natural tourism objects. One of them is Bamboo Forest at hinterland of Alu Village, Alu District, Polewali Mandar Regency. The 20-hectare wide Bamboo Forest area has a distance 60 kilometers from Polewali District, the capital city of Polewali Mandar Regency, and can be accessed by car or motorcycle by taking around 1.5 hours. Special atmosphere of the village in the past is still seen at the bamboo forest, because there are still some gazebos, small huts, meeting room and a mosque which are made of bamboo. The use of Bamboo Forest as new tourism destination has begun since several years ago. Beginning from art and culture festival, it is conducted at the forest and it makes it known widely by the public. Since that time, the forest has been visited by a lot of residents for touring, camping, meeting of government activities and also reception of wedding party. The Bamboo Forest is different from people's imagine if hearing the word of Bamboo Forest. The local people realize that big potential can improve their economy to keep taking care of the bamboo forest and to give various options for tourists who come. In the memory of tourists who come to visit the bamboo forest, they feel incomplete with some interesting spots for selfie. At some points, tourists can see water streaming which is through rocky river, combined with the sounds of bamboo leaves rubbing against one another due to the gentle breeze. Are you interested in this destination? Please come to the bamboo forest at Alu Village in Polewali Mandar, West Sulawesi Province. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Hi-Fi is a music group from Indonesia that was established in Jakarta in 2009, and this music group consists of two people, which is Ilham Aditama as a vocal and Febrian Ninjo as a vocal and guitar, and this group genre is pop. Let's check out one of their song. Here is Hi-Fi with Bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia here in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world, and Uke is here again to accompany you and bring you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. And I have a wonderful quote for you today, where Indonesia's first president, Muhammad Hatta, once said, "I'm willing to go to prison as long as I'm with books, because with books, I am free." This quote reflects his love reading books, a beneficial activity that can brighten our mind and broaden our world. To broaden our world and your world, maybe. Of course, I'm still going to be here to give you a lot of other information. Especially, we're going to talk about our weather outlook for today. Only in Jakarta. If you are in other places, perhaps you can start to check out and Googling the information about the weather in your place. I'll be right back with you after this one wonderful song coming from Yovie Nuno. Old song, but it's quite interesting and wonderful song to listen. Dia Milikku, check it out.
Semula ku tak tahu engkau juga kan ingin memilikinya. Bukankah ku lebih dulu bila engkau temanku, sebaiknya tak mengganggu. Dia milikku bukan untukmu, dia milikku bukan milikmu. Pergilah kamu, jangan kau ganggu, biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku penanda cinta. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi, oh. Dia untuk aku, bukankah belum pasti kamu juga.
So you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, of course. I'm still going to be here to give you more info and also great music to listen. And as I said earlier, we're going to have a little information for you about our weather outlook here in Jakarta, for listener. If you are here in Jakarta, it's been hot, not too hot early in the morning, but the weather is so cool. I love the weather at these hours because early later in the afternoon there'll be rain, but only hard and short terms of rain. So if you are planning to go outside this afternoon, I think you need an umbrella or prepare your raincoat because it's going to be raining here with humidity of about 83%, so 67%, I mean. And it's going to be raining, so I believe you need to prepare all of the tools that you need to face a rainy day. So if you're facing a rainy day, I think it will be much better if you are preparing yourself with your tools. I'll be right back with you with more info and also great music to listen after this one.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which make Karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon, Cianjur, which is made from palm madras. In Limbangan and Cileuring, Karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. The Karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of Karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Dulunya itu dari ranting aren. Aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang...
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, Karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya tetap kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, Karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nako says that Karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced Karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh...
In Bandung City, Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Kira-kira tak mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemari lah. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, loba bayarun. Astagfirullah, loba nunagi. Astagfirullah, loba nunantro. Astagfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astagfirullah, laba bayarin. Astagfirullah, laba nunagi.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Low by Stigfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abaolot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, kereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu jaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the past in the past. Because of that, the tones in karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listeners, there was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called karinding. Let's listen to Karinding Rhythm played by Sasak Karinding Gawir. I'm Miko Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia. Precisely, from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Kagapiro Kolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liangkabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Aku dalam keindahan penantian, sejak keraguan hati yang bimbang, yang terhalang kepastian cinta. Yang tersimpan secita bertuan, terasa kerinduan hati yang bimbang, yang terhempas kepastian cinta.
Marsha, cahayaku, gak ada kata yang bisa aku sampaikan selain maaf dan terima kasih. sudah memberikan arti di hidupku yang sempit.
Here is the news. As many as 407,000 Palestinians have become beneficiaries of the aid of up to $120 billion around $7.3 million US provided by Indonesian and channeled through the National Arms Agency Basnas. During the event, Basnas also expanded its humanitarian aid distribution network for Palestine by virtually signing a memorandum of understanding with official institutions. Minister of Trade Budi Santoso has said that Indonesia is ready to face the potential impact of trade war between the United States and China. He said in Jakarta on Wednesday that one of the key ways to maintain the economy amid tensions is improving competitiveness. According to Minister Budi, strong competitiveness would make Indonesia attractive to other countries due to its advantages in trading goods and services. That was the news.